Okay, so are we in spring or what are we in?
Well, they say spring has sprung here in Kansas, but I think it's April showers bring May flowers. So we're in March, and March comes in with a lion and goes out like a lamb.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm former Chancellor of Germany, Von Frey. Joining me is...
Mom.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, how's it going with you?
Well, you know, we actually had an activity this week.
An activity?
Had to take my mom kicking and screaming and scratching.
No, I wanted to go.
Had to take her to...
What's it called?
Field Station Dinosaurs.
In Derby, Kansas.
We went to a dinosaur park.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was pretty nice. You know, there's not a lot of trees in that area, which is unfortunate, but there's lots of tall grass, and
I think they built a hill up also to kind of keep the dinosaurs inside.
They're kind of in a basin.
And what are the dinosaurs like?
Oh, they're huge. Humongous.
They're sort of somewhat animated statues.
Right. Yes. Especially their faces and their necks are animated.
They do a little bit blinking, a little bit tail waggling.
And different sounds roaring. They have different roars.
Although, if they say dinosaurs are related to birds, there is no bird that roars. So shouldn't they squawk?
I don't know.
If that is the case.
But what happens to a squawk when it comes out of that big, long neck?
That's the thing. If you take the squawk... And you tone it down. You try to adjust for size.
Huge neck.
Yeah. Tall people have very deep voices because of how long the air travels between like the voice box and up the neck and all this sort of stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's why tall people have a deep voice. Now imagine you're a brontosaurus.
So that's the squawk coming out like a roar.
Possibly.
There you go.
Something to think about.
That's right.
Yeah. So what were some of your favorite dinosaurs that you saw there?
Well, I can't remember all their names. There was quite a few that they found in Kansas and Oklahoma. And then there's Stovall, who's one of the popular scientists, dinosaur discoverer, bone discoverer.
I think they're called paleontologists.
Paleontologist in Oklahoma. I believe the museum at OU is named after him. And then there was a Kansas one. What was his name?
Kansas guy, his name might have been Mincher Golf.
No.
Do you remember playing miniature golf?
Yeah, So at Field Station Dinosaur, they also have Jurassic Golf, and it's like an 18-hole miniature golf. And it's really neat. It has lots of water. It has waterfalls and streams running through it, and your ball can get water hazards.
There are some hazards. One of them that really plagued me was my ball kept hopping out of the field of play, which we should have, if we went by the rules posted, which I didn't see till after we left. You're supposed to take like a one-stroke penalty when your ball leaves the field.
Okay, we'll have to remember that next time.
It happened to me 3 times.
I know. Did it ever happen to me?
Now, well, it didn't happen to you. Oh. And I was close to getting some hole-in-ones, and then they'd end up into a hole-in-four is what would happen. But you got a hole-in-one.
I did. Awesome, huh?
Yeah.
And I got close a couple other times. I mean, I hit it, and it just went straight to the hole and went around the hole. I'm going, oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, it was worse. Like, I was trying to adjust my putt, and I couldn't, like, quickly pull up the Price is Right to see how Bob Barker does it. And then
I was thinking,
how would he do it? You're over here with this, like, chip shot thing. Really, you'd get called for high sticking in hockey.
No, I wouldn't.
With the way you are golfing, yeah.
Well, golfing is, you can hold that club any way you want. There are no rules.
Okay, well, how about we get into a little bit of a snack? We've got some snacks here. I think that maybe we should go ahead and open up. What do you say?
Sure. What do you got?
Well, Dad came up with this.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah, this is going to be loud. Zapp's potato chips. Spicy Cajun. I thought that said Cajun for a sec. Craw taters. I looked at the box. Well, I looked at this.
Some craw taters?
It does not say it contains any crawdads.
So otherwise, why do they call it crawtaters?
I don't know, but we're going to try.
Because you eat them with the crawdads.
Here.
It has looks like a New Orleans-style lamppost on the
grab
front.
Grab one. We're going to each grab one and take a bite, okay?
They better not be really hot. Okay.
Here goes. What do you think?
Just a minute.
It's got that kettle corn...
which I like. I like that.
While we're at it, I'm going to open up a Rockstar, still not sponsored.
They're pretty spicy, but not overwhelming.
I'll tell you.
I actually kind of like it.
It is spicier than the last chip we ate, which this is not a chip eating show, but that is what we've been eating. It's spicier after the fact with the aftertaste spice, mm-hmm. which might be a little too much for you. But like those pizza chips from Japan, mm-hmm. really just barbecue potato chip.
This is not barbecue potato chip. This has got Cajun.
It's so close to barbecue potato chip, though. That's
the point
I'm
getting. It's got Cajun spice on it and a little bit of burn. It's pretty good. It's called Zaps.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get into the news?
Sure.
First up, do you know who has the number one song in the country, the United States of America being that country?
Yes, I do.
And who is it?
Forget her name.
Ye.
Oh, Ye does?
Kanye West.
I didn't know that. I thought it was still... I can't remember even what the word the song's called.
Cardi B.
No, I was thinking about...
Nicki Minaj. Who are we talking about? Taylor Swift?
No. The first time this is her first country hit.
Beyonce.
Shame on me. Gosh, I'm getting old.
No. So this is...
I thought it was Beyonce.
This is from his new album, Vultures. That we're going to play, I'm going to have to do some editing here, but we're going to play a little bit of Carnival. This is the number one song in the country.
I'm sure I'm going to be enthralled.
This the Game of Thrones, Yeezy not the clones, Elon with my rocket ship, it's time to go home, they served us the since the day we was born, anybody gotta make a drink the yarn, now I'm Ye Kelly bitch, now I'm Bill Cosby, now I'm Puff Daddy Rich. That's me, to me, rich. Where she said she gonna take it up the like a bench.
Oh my, this is number one song in the country.
This is Ye's verse, and it's actually the more toned down part than what I'm gonna play.
Okay,
for
well
you.
Then don't play anymore.
Okay, so that is where we're at now. The rap game is bragging. It's all about, I have this car and you don't. I have hits and you don't. I have
like
money and you don't.
And you are too.
It's really where rap is. In like the 80s, it was like, my name is Ye and I'm here to say. That's what it would be. They all had the same cadence. And now it's like anger. I'm angry about this, but I have this and you don't. You're making me mad because you're doing that, but look how rich I am. It's really kind of, and then at one point it was also like late 80s and some of the 90s, it was all about shooting people.
Sad.
And it is about hitting women. But now, right now, it's about bragging about stuff, for the most part.
Pretty sad. Let's go on.
Oh, so you're not a fan of that, huh?
No, I'm not. I think it's a disgrace.
Interesting enough here, aside from Ye having
and
the top album.
His mama wouldn't be happy about it either.
I believe he has a daughter who has a... She performed a song at the listening party of this Vultures thing, or she has a song coming up. Northwest, the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. There's a picture of her right there next to her mom.
Uh-huh.
Kind of looks like both of them put together.
Well, that's what happens when you have a baby, son.
Well, Blue Ivy, the daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, looks way too much like Jay-Z. His genes are strong.
Well, sometimes that happens.
So she's got a song.
I look more like my dad than my beautiful mother.
Okay, so she's got a debut album coming. Okay, so here's the thing. It was announced at the Vultures event, all right? Her debut album is called Elementary School Dropout.
Oh, did she drop out of elementary school?
Ye's first album was called College Dropout. So it's kind of like related to dads in a way.
Does she have a good voice?
I don't know.
Some
of these younger star kids, they don't really have a presence online. If their parents are big enough,
they don't really need a presence online.
If their parents are not that big, then they try to piggyback off of it. But also, she's young, so it's like maybe she's not old enough to have a Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. I'm not really sure how that goes right now.
Well, they're probably protecting her from being kidnapped or whatever.
I don't know if she has what it takes to make it in the rap game. She has rich enough parents. She has a lot of things to brag about, so she'll probably be pretty good at it. California is putting together a minimum wage of $20.
Dang.
Yeah, this could be a real problem for fast food companies. What do you think about this?
Well, I think that's a lot of money, and everything else is going to have to go up, too. So, I mean, the homeless, you still got people sleeping on your streets is all I can say, California.
Well, the issue I would have with this is, I think we need to get to a point where we don't tip
Well, and especially in fast food, when you go up to the counter and get it, and then they ask you for a tip. Excuse me?
I'm standing here ordering my own food.
Then I'm going to take it back to my seat and eat it. And then I'm going to throw my trash away, and you want a tip.
So where's the service for the tip, right? Plus, they want you to tip for the sandwich you haven't eaten yet.
Yeah, it tastes like you know what.
When you order. So it's kind of a confusing deal. But yeah. I think we got to get rid of tips and then say, okay, we can't be doing this thing anymore where the waiters and waitresses are assumed to get a tip. If we do we make tips illegal.
Well, I think we're the only country practically that I know of that has tips. You go to Europe, it's in the check. I mean, it says right there on the menu.
In Germany, the price with tax, I think, is posted outside the restaurant.
Sometimes,
right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Awesome.
In Japan, often. You tip to be like, oh, you think you know how to cook a steak? Here's some money. Go back to school and learn. That's what the tip is.
So it's an insult to tip.
It's an insult to tip. I think we need to get rid of tips and be like, hey,
this is the price.
You can't be not paying your waitstaff with this assumption of a tip. Because
right.
then, even with these tips, it's like the waitstaff is making, you know, the kind of money a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer would make.
They're making good money, but it's not money that you can count on, and possibly
and
money
they
that they're not paying
it.
Tax because they're not reporting
so
it.
You
but
get
actually,
rid of,
then you're asking your staff to break the law.
Right. So what I'm saying is we got to get rid of tips. And
Correct.
Then we can start getting some things situated.
And then you're going to have to put some kind of price control, some kind of control on the cost of living in California so people can afford to have a
If they say $20 is the minimum wage, then they'll say, okay, we're going to have a bunch of volunteers, but they're getting tips. That's probably what they're going to do. They'll work something out. They do have a weird loophole in this rule. Oh, if you serve bread alone, you don't have to do the $20 minimum wage. The theory is that whoever passed this is friends with a Panera Bread person. And then the Panera Bread people are like, hold on, I had nothing to do with this. We're going to go ahead and honor the $20 minimum wage. So, for example, you can't get bread alone at
a donut
McDonald's.
Shop.
Well, at a donut shop, I guess you could.
But you usually get coffee, too.
But if you get a bread you at Panera Bread, right, you don't mm-hmm. necessarily do that. You don't buy the sub bread at Subway.
Well, nobody just serves you a piece of but now so there are like restaurants that go around and give you like an apple fritter or a piece of roll or something. Are they not going to have to be pay $20 an hour? They're working just like everybody else.
I think it's messed up that we even have loopholes.
That's right.
They've worked some way out here so that somebody's buddy cannot have to pay. Last bit of news item for you. Actor, not familiar with her, Haley Poulos, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Pelosi?
Seeking lawsuit dismissal pins Pasadena wrong way crash on other driver. All right, so she was intoxicated, high, and driving.
She's trying to get out of it?
She was driving up in a highway exit ramp.
And she's trying to get out of it.
People were swerving to miss her. She hit somebody, and she's claiming it's the guy she crashed into's fault.
For exiting the highway, right.
I'm not really sure how this works, but I guess the lawyer's like, look, last ditch effort. We're going to blame the guy because he was driving while male, I guess. And you're a cute white girl actress, so, you know, just everything goes your way. She's probably not used to ever losing. Right?
Or being told no.
Yeah. So, oh, this can't happen to me. We'll just blame somebody else. Who else is there to blame? The guy I crashed into.
That's right.
If he wasn't driving that day, I would have crashed into him.
Really? I was high on drugs, and it's still his fault.
I mean, it is an angle, right?
It is. Hey, I've got something. You got anything else?
Oh, you got a news story?
Well, kind of.
That was the last one I had. Okay, you go ahead.
Okay. On The View, actress Regina King was on there, and she was talking about a new show she's got.
People like her.
I like her. About Shirley Chisholm. Do you know who that is?
No, I do not.
She's doing a show that's going to come out soon about Shirley Chisholm was the first female black woman to run for president in the United States.
I'm guessing I know how this ended because she didn't become president.
Obviously. But it should be really good. And I hope everybody watches it. But
does this mean she plays the gal?
Yes, she plays Regina King plays Shirley Chisholm. And unfortunately, Regina King's son committed suicide. And she was talking about grief, and she had a quote about grief that really hit me, and I never thought about it before like this, and I wanted to share it with everybody. It says, grief is love with no place to go. And I thought that was really poignant and I'm glad she shared that with everybody.
I believe I have a poster autographed by Regina King.
Seriously? You're going to give it to your mama?
Sure. I think I've got downstairs. I'll go grab it.
Okay.
So she was on a show called Southland, which was on NBC, and it got moved to TNT. And it was a pretty good cop drama, and she was a cop.
It was.
And it played it really serious. And I think, yeah, there was some kind of promotion thing, and like, oh, new season returns. Here, everybody get a sign. Everybody who signed up on this app or whatever gets a poster or something. So I think I have a poster somewhere.
Neat.
Yeah. So that was.
So I hope her show gets really good reviews. And
that's
everything.
All we got for the news, right? But you know what? I think it's time to play a game.
Uh-oh.
A game I like to call.
We haven't played this in a while.
No, we haven't. And
I'm good at this.
Yeah.
I'll keep score.
All right, sure. Well, hold on. I don't like you keeping score. I'd rather you guess at what you got right or wrong.
I like to keep score.
All right, Mom, I'd like you to tell me about the Beatles. You're going to tell me which of these Beatles is dead or alive.
Okay.
And you think I know what... Oh, you think I'm going to throw you a curveball here and we're talking about insects. No, I'm talking about the musical group from England.
Okay.
Who played in Germany in German and then turned their songs into English.
Yep.
Yep. John Lennon, one of the Beatles. Crazy Asian wife, kind of yodels and screams.
In some people's opinion.
Is John Lennon dead or alive?
Unfortunately, he's dead.
Why did it have to be unfortunately? Why'd you have to say
that? Because he was killed in New York City.
It turns out that John Lennon is... Yeah, he's gone. So you got
very
that one
sad.
Right. Paul McCartney has a daughter who designs clothes that some people
Stella
buy.
Stella McCartney.
Is Paul McCartney dead or alive?
He's alive.
Paul McCartney is. Turns out he's still alive.
Yeah. This is not a very good game for Mom because I'm older and these are my people.
All right. George Harrison, one of the Beatles, played guitar. Not quite as visible as the others I just mentioned, perhaps. Has some other hit songs. Yeah. What is this life? Something like that. Do you know the song?
Uh-huh.
All right. Is George Harrison dead or alive?
He's dead.
George Harrison is... It's pretty suspenseful, you know, when the body falls on the ground around here.
We're all waiting like we don't know.
Next up, Ringo Starr. Was he the drummer of the Beatles?
He was the drummer.
Okay, is Ringo Starr, haven't seen him in a long time, I don't know.
He's alive.
Okay, you're saying that he is alive, Ringo Starr is?
I am so good.
Finally, Pete Best. Yeah, original drummer of the Beatles. You didn't know this one,
did you? I didn't know they had original
one. You didn't think this was going to happen. Pete Best, is Pete Best dead or alive?
I think he's dead.
Pete Best is
alive. Sorry, Pete, I'm wrong. I got one wrong and four right. That's pretty good. That was a guess about Pete Best.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a guess if you're right or wrong. You thought that was going to be so easy, didn't you? Yes. All right, I'm sure you have some
Trick
kind of...
Mom.
I'm sure you have some kind of quote
I
thing.
I have a quote.
Something has to go down, right?
Okay. Pie can't, sorry, I always have to start over. Pie can't compete with cake. Put candles in a cake and it's a birthday cake. Put candles in a pie and somebody's drunk in the kitchen. I like that one.
Well, I know Adam Carolla says that pie's way better than cake, but this makes it sound like cake is better than pie.
Because cake can be birthday cake.
Well, there is a comedian who talks a lot about food. Is it Jim Gaffigan?
Yes.
Okay, you know, maybe if half the answers weren't Jim Gaffigan, but I'm going to give you some credit here for actually putting in something about the act.
I know, that was from
instead
his act.
Oh, hey, what are you doing this week? Oh, nothing, I'm going to the beer hall, you
okay,
know?
And then
it's like, you found some quote from TMZ asking, what are you doing in town? Oh, nothing much, I'm seeing the Red Sox. Who said that? And it's like, okay, whatever. But on the lines of cake and pie, we also yesterday,
favorite?
We went, well, I could kind of go either direction with this. I think cake is preferred over pie.
You're fairly picky about your pie. You like one pie that I make. So obviously you like cake.
And what kind of pie is it?
It's cheesecake pecan pie cake. It's like it has a layer of cheesecake and a layer of pecan pie.
Is it pecans? Okay.
Like a mystery
pecan
pie.
Pecan cheesecake
yeah.
pie.
That's the only pie he eats, but he's wondering if it's cake or pie.
I'm not huge on pie crust, especially the graham kind. I think that's just weird.
It's good.
What They're are graham weird. Crackers anyways? What are they?
Graham and flour.
What's graham?
It's a type of flour. Or it's
There's a weird thing about that. It's like it's not a bread.
Well, it's a type of flour. The bread's made of all kinds of bread's made of all kinds of flours. It's you can have rye.
A lot of weird stuff happens between pretzels, bread, and
pretzels are boiled
cookies.
In water. Did you know that?
What about the little ones?
They're boiled in water too. That's a process.
The big thick ones are basically a bread.
Because they're so thick.
But the like rolled gold tiny pretzels, that's like a weird cracker almost.
I don't know what to tell you, son.
But then over in England, they call things a biscuit when it's a cracker, right?
Right.
And then they don't have a cookie. They call it a crisp.
And they call
right?
any dessert pudding, practically. Yeah.
Even if it's not.
I think they call it. I think it's called pudding.
Does
much.
Only America do the pudding? The like we are used like Bill Cosby,
like Jello pudding.
Yeah, would they only? You only get
know.
That in America.
I don't know. Son.
I just think that stuff's really weird. I don't really like that. But with cake, there aren't a lot of cakes I wouldn't eat.
So, what's your favorite cake?
Favorite cake? It could go. It will depend on who's making it.
Like mom.
In a lot of different ways, it is dependent. Like, everybody's chocolate cake is going to be different. There's going to be a lot more to it. You put too much chocolate on it, you really can't eat much of it, right?
Right.
So it's kind of good to have a mix of a few things. We yesterday went to go order a cake that we are picking up tomorrow.
Yep.
You want to talk about that since he doesn't listen to the podcast?
He doesn't. Tomorrow, like Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, is Vaughn's younger brother. Older brother.
He's your son.
I know. And I had you first, so there you go. Anyway, Vaughn's younger brother, and his birthday is St. Patrick's Day. So we went to Dairy Queen, our local Dairy Queen, and ordered an ice cream cake. I think he will like that.
Except.
It's a surprise.
Except we ordered it in light blue colors.
Because, I'm sure if you're born on a St. Patrick's Day, you're tired of everything being
but
green.
But you told me. You got light blue. I'm like, well, why didn't you get green for St. Patrick's Day? And you're like, oh, I forgot.
I didn't.
Like, you forgot he was born on St. Patrick's Day.
No, I forgot to get. I was thinking birthday. I wasn't thinking St. Patrick's Day.
And you went with a light blue color. Because
the dark blue stains your mouth. I don't know.
Kind of makes you blue-tongued,
yeah,
you think,
so
huh?
Maybe light blue. Just not as much dye. The dye kind of creeps
me
out.
But we went with their All Occasions cake, which has a, like, chocolate ice cream base with like vanilla
I think
cream.
That's, no,
sort
I think
of
it's
stuff.
Chocolate and cake.
I think there's a layer of a crispy chocolate in the middle.
I think you've messed up.
I don't think there's any cake to it. It's in the shape of a cake, but it is largely ice cream.
We'll
with
find out. We'll let
frosting,
you guys know next week.
Frosting on top. It's well, frosting it on top of ice cream, but they call it a cake.
Yeah. Bye bye now.
Oh, you know what? We should thank Rode for sending us back our headphones. Like,
yes,
you know,
we
sending
should.
Sending us new headphones.
And
that'd
they're
be good.
Brand new. They replaced the headphones. Man, that's so awesome.